barrel cut filet mignon, tenderloin medallions, pepper loin, a USDA prime 14-ounce New York strip, 22-ounce porterhouse, and a 16-ounce ribeye. And as for the surf, Scottish salmon Dijon, trout almondine, jumbo fried shrimp tempura, or grilled jumbo New Orleans barbecue style shrimp, Maryland style crab cakes, Maine dry pack scallops, twin North Atlantic lobster tails, and giant Alaskan king crab legs, and a spectacular seafood pasta. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or through their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton and St. Louis Hills pay some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
For top to tire and bumper to bumper, Zisser Tire and Auto does it all. Zisser Tire and Auto is a full-service auto repair shop where you'll always get personalized service. At Zisser, they understand that life doesn't stop for auto repairs. Don't let that check engine light add to your stress. Let Zisser take your worries away. Plus, Zisser also carries all of the top tire brands. Zisser Tire and Auto has three locations to serve you in Delwood, Wentzville, and Afton. Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hey, St. Louis, what have you been doing for the last 40 years? Eddie McVeigh here, and I know what we've been doing. Maggie O'Brien's has been proudly serving St. Louis and its visitors since 1979. As one of the only St. Louis family-owned and operated restaurants in downtown, we want to thank all of you for the support over the last 40 years with food and drink specials all year long, like $7 lunch specials, $6 pitchers of Budweiser, and $4 Jamesons, as well as awesome giveaways each month. Follow us on social media, visit our website, MaggieO'Brien's.com, or stop in at one of our two locations, downtown and in Sunset Hills. Don't miss your chance for concert tickets, blues tickets, cards, home opener tickets, and many more awesome prizes. Thank you for the support, and cheers to 40 years. And remember, Maggie O'Brien's at Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
The kids might have the back-to-school blues, but deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, and chops from Hatfield are just what you need to put a smile on their faces. Stop by your local Schnucks before that first bell rings and visit simplyhatfield.com to make easy more interesting.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
I think like 1940s, the late, great Hank Smith. It means it's showtime.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank O'Pinion's on the air.
So join his partner. doctors and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're
full
of chips.
A luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
Oh, boy. Dinner time.
All right. This is a weird stuff in here.
This ain't my fault.
Now, hang on. There's a piece of paper.
That says the word well
no,
on it?
No.
That was good.
It's the sheet that hangs in front of me. It tells me who the sponsor of the layout
is. Yeah, you threw it away.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, where the heck is it?
It's probably in the trash can.
No, I looked in the trash. What the heck?
You took it off and threw it away?
Well, I must.
Window World.
Okay, I don't need it now. It's Window World. I just need the words Window World. Unbelievable.
Wow, this is a good show so far.
This is unbelievable.
Spectacular.
I've lost my mind.
Hold on. We planned this segment.
At least my segment won't be the worst part today.
For a change,
you've lost your mind.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Well, start the music again.
Go ahead.
I don't know who it is.
Start the whole hour over.
Yeah. Let's start the day over. Well, good afternoon and welcome. I don't even know what date it is. Is this the 22nd? What is it?
The 3rd of June.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to the August 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you apparently by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I'm not kidding, but it's the weirdest thing. There's one little sheet of paper, and it's always just stuck.
Did you throw it away in the
tape.
Trash can in the kitchen when you went outside?
No. I would never do that. I'm. It's nowhere. It's like it vaporized, disappeared. Oh, well.
Hey!
That's how I do a round of introductions. Well, this is a weird day all day today for some reason. At the control board, after 19 years in Great Britain, he's back with us on home turf where he was actually born. 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. Let's see. Bill's hair's growing out a little bit. It was a little shorter yesterday. He let me grow long. It's probably 1/32nd of an inch long today. Have you ever taken a razor, just shaved? I asked you this before. Just shaved it down as far as it can go. I've never done that because I can't bring myself to take a razor.
No, I would.
To my head.
If I had the opportunity to do so, where nobody would have to see me for a couple of weeks, I would do it to try it. Just why not? It'll grow back.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think you probably
Or will it?
Yeah. You know, they used to say when I was younger, they'd say if you shaved your head, then your hair would grow back thicker.
Yeah, I remember that for the beard as well.
Yeah, not true. Not true. Well, we're glad he didn't get up this morning and head northbound or southbound or westbound or. How did we ever start doing that? I don't even know. How did we start doing that?
I think Tim did it.
Tim did it.
And then we just kind of copied.
We just started singing and all yelling with it.
Wow, we do some weird stuff. We don't even know really why we do it.
No.
That's unbelievable. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And when life changes, it's good to have an experienced financial advisor on your side. Mark and Jason can help you understand your investment options. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Now, you just sailed right through that today.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Golf club.
See, Dan, you can do it.
I know. I feel so good about myself.
Like the little engine that could.
Yeah.
The little bad producer who could. Now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the man who cooked at Denny's in the middle of the night for drunks and old people and just people who woke up hungry and went in their pajamas into Denny's. They were served food cooked by this guy. And then there were, well, I was going to say people who went to the door and met a knife salesman, but I think he only went to one house. They turned him down and he quit his job. He tried to sell knives door to door. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. He was a roller rink DJ. Those are few and far between and getting rarer all the time. Now he's the head of research. He's the head of resetting our digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director.
He's also an author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. And there's one other thing he does, and I can never really remember. Oh, yes, now I remember. He is a private investigator, or PI, as some people call him, or in England, private dick. That's what they call him.
Yeah.
Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
You said also when you introduced me.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, stop the music.
You did say also.
I hoped I would never have to talk about this because it's hurtful. I have what's called a... It's actually
small
called,
wiener.
No, it's actually in speech therapy terms called a decadement. It's a decadement. It's a speech. It hurts my feelings even to talk about this. You hurt my feelings by knowing I have a speech impediment that only pops up once every 10 years, every mm-hmm. decade. So it's called a decadement, not just an impediment. Mm. And every 10 years, mm-hmm. I mispronounce a word, and it just happened today. Mm. Thanks a lot for pointing it out to people.
Wow.
You're also wearing that shirt for the first time. I've never seen that.
No, I've worn that here before.
Oh.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot for making fun of a speech impediment. It's not something funny to make fun of. And I'll say it again in 10 years, and you'll probably jump on it again. Oh, no, you won't. We won't be here. We won't be here in 10 months or 10 weeks or probably 10 days. But maybe we will be. And now, say hi to your sponsor.
And every time you talk about Denny's, on at least 3 occasions, a drunk would come in, order food, and then would fall asleep or pass out at the table. And we had one waitress who would go take somebody else's eaten plate of food and stick it in front of
him. And he thought he ate it?
With a bill.
Wow. Pretty funny, actually.
Bunch of con artists. I'd like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant.
I was there today.
They would love to put you in a new Chevy or pre-owned vehicle. Today, Frank was in a Tahoe. 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. You shop online at 24/7 at Landoff.com, and always make sure if you call them or email them that you let them know you're AM in the PM when you contact Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
You said 314-8.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before Frank.
But then I repeated.
But you notice I didn't say anything about it. I didn't point it out and make fun of him.
That's
not how I operate.
But so you also messed up.
I also said the phone number twice.
Mm-hmm. This is a great show.
What?
I believe Hebe Jimenez. Yes, he's still in charge of security. I think Bernice is still in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Well, I didn't know that. I've never noticed it. Never noticed it. Red Boy said he has a speech impediment. He can't say the word please. It comes out. How's it come out? Say it.
Jeez.
It comes out as that word. Well, I guess. What else would you expect from Red Boy? Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
So when that boy asks the server for more cheese, he says, more cheese?
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. Now, Dan, why is it every day at this time somebody calls in? No, look at this. That line ring.
I don't know.
It did it yesterday and the day before. Right as we're getting into the Playhouse, somebody calls. It's a 636. I don't.
He's why try and insert and find
he
out?
He wants to get on. He wants to be first on the Charlie Tuna show.
Well, he will be. He will be. That's guaranteed if he calls
that's
this
chicken
early.
Of the sea.
No, it's
so.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Brought to you by Window cousin. World. I don't know anything about windows, but I also don't know anything about a lot of things. I don't know anything about dentistry. I'm not a dentist. I go to the dentist. I don't know anything about what's under the hood of vehicles, but I like them, and I think we've sold quite a few cars for John Landoff. So you don't have to know anything about windows either. Here's what you do have to know. You'll know when you need to replace the windows. It'll be pretty obvious. Air coming around the edge of the windows shouldn't be coming in from the outside. And maybe you can tell by just looking at them. And then when you do, you have to make a decision. Ooh, where do I go for windows? Sadly, people who don't listen to this show probably don't have a clue where to go. And going to become the victim of whatever con artist comes at him and says, oh, no, you have to spend $600 per window to get a decent window. It's not true. Thankfully, AM and the PM people, that's you know who to call. When the time comes for replacement windows, you wouldn't even have to think about it. because probably the only name you have in your head, and it's the only one you need, is Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. That's a huge thing to be able to say. And they've only been around 15 years or so, and they were able to say it years ago. They became number one very quickly. That's what happens when you have a great product that is a good value, which means the price is right, and it's also a quality product with a lifetime warranty that covers everything and the good housekeeping seal of approval and some other good stuff like 18 months financing, same as cash. Check them out at their website, Window World. Oh, the preferred window, and what a, and this is the first year, and what a great year they chose to partner with the St. Louis Blues, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
I don't remember. Oh, yes, I do. Bill, we had dinner. My wife and I had dinner last night with another couple, and your name came up, and they talked about how much they enjoyed your segment and the things they've learned from your segment. So I wanted to let you know that.
Thanks.
Oh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And here's the website again, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here is Bill Cleveland. I think it's better when we wait till the very last. You don't say, yeah. Bill, how are you?
Is it weird that all I want to do now is find that missing sheet of paper that you can't
remember? I don't. Yeah.
All I can think of is where that thing goes.
All I needed was the two words Window World, and now that I know it, I don't need the paper because that's all that was on it. I don't need it.
All right. It is Thursday. You know, typically on Thursday, we do a little travel trivia, and here's how this goes.
People need to understand, Scott Sherman is still in the building for only one reason. He wants to win the trivia, and he's mad because the last time we did it, he didn't come out too well.
He got the last answer right. We almost skunked him.
Yeah, and he can't stand it because he's used to being the smartest person in the room.
I was humiliated. I wasn't mad. It's embarrassing.
You're not in the part of the playhouse, okay? Turn his mic off.
Plus, Bill hates when I stick around.
I don't have the power to turn it off. I don't have the power. That's Dan's controlling it.
Dan, turn his mic on. He can't talk till trivia time. So. He had his hour. Okay.
All right. It's trivia time, everybody. Here we go. The topic today is the state of Florida.
I don't know much about great. Florida.
State of Florida. And we will begin. This is going to be, well.
Should we see if somebody should be disqualified because maybe they lived in Florida for 20 years or something? Anybody here live in Florida ever?
No.
Tell the truth? No.
I lived in England for 19 years.
We know that. Yeah. No, okay. Heard that. All right. Everybody's qualified.
All right. The first one actually is a true or false question. So it's the only one I have that's true or false. But true or false, Florida is the southernmost state.
Christ.
False. Scott.
Oh, you didn't say your name. You didn't say your name. Scott, you were too late.
I changed my name to false.
False.
Frank is correct. It is false. Do you happen to know what the southernmost state is?
Texas?
Nope.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
You didn't
and
say your name.
And what's his face back there?
Well,
didn't
hold on.
Say his
Hawaii?
Name.
Are you
Hawaii?
Saying?
Yes. It's
wow.
More what's south. His face?
I'm sorry. I'm pointing. Nobody can see me pointing.
Well, all that matters is I got the answer right. So now it's one to nothing to nothing to nothing to nothing.
That is correct.
You got it right.
All you have is zero. I did. Mm-hmm. You guys have nothing.
All right. Here we go. Question number two, and this is a multiple choice, so let me say my answers. What does the word Florida mean?
Ooh.
A sunny place, B, flowery, C, land of bad drivers.
Scott.
Scott.
Ooh. Flowery.
Flowery, that is correct. Right. Spanish.
That's easy. Florida, flower.
Well, how come you didn't get it right then?
I said Frank, and I think I said it before he did.
Did you come up with that answer, the land of bad drivers?
I did do that. That was mine.
It sounds like you.
You didn't get it right either. Just in case.
It's one to one to nothing to nothing.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Here we go.
All right, question number three. Florida became a U.S. territory in 1821. What future U.S. president was its acting military governor?
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a tough one. Yeah. I'm going to attempt that.
Man.
I don't think you have any participants.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Donald Trump.
No. I was going to go Jeb Bush, so better than mine.
No. Anybody?
Scott.
Yes?
Andrew Jackson.
That is correct. Andrew Jackson.
See, here we go.
Wow.
Here we go. Now, it's 2-1 Dan, to nothing to nothing to
sure
nothing.
Are you making sure he's not cheating, Dan?
Yeah. All right. Scott doesn't Jackson. Cheat when it comes to history.
Okay.
Well, every once in a while, turn around and just make sure he's not looking at a Google or something.
Okay. On the scale of most populated states, where does Florida rank?
Wow.
I can't believe that wouldn't be a multiple choice.
No,
Scott.
That should be Limey?
No, it's who, Scott, yes.
Fifth.
Nope.
Limey?
Yes.
16th?
Oh, no.
Frank. Dan.
Yes, Frank?
Third.
That is correct.
Oh! Now
let's review the score. 2-2 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
Man.
Just overtook New York. What?
Bill.
he can't play.
No, I can't play. What is the capital city of Florida?
Scott.
Yes, Scott?
Jacksonville.
Incorrect.
Tim.
Ooh. Tim.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
Oh, 2-2 to 1 to nothing to nothing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Question number 6. This Florida city is the only metro area in the entire country that borders 2 national parks.
Hmm.
Oh. Borders 2. Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Tampa Bay.
Nope.
Tim.
Yes?
Miami.
Miami, that is correct.
Uh-oh. 2-2 to 2 to 2 to nothing to nothing. A three-way tie with 2.
Question number 7. Between 1763 and 1783, Florida was ruled by which country?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Spain.
No.
Idiot.
Ooh. Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Cuba?
Nope.
Yeah.
Idiot. Brilliant.
I have no idea.
Dan. Yes, Dan?
England.
That is correct.
Ooh, and now all it's right. 2-2 to 2 to 1 to nothing.
Okay. the next one. Florida has the second longest coastline of all the states. What state has the longest coastline?
Frank.
Tim.
Oh, I think Frank got
Frank
that one.
Got
California?
One.
Incorrect.
Yo, man.
Tim.
Yes?
Alaska.
Alaska.
Not all changes. It's 3-2 to 2-1 to nothing. Oh, boy. We cannot let Tim win this. We'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, here we go. Which state is flatter, Kansas or Florida?
Scott.
Scott.
Florida.
That is correct.
That was easy. It was only 2 choices, 50% chance.
About
too easy. It was too easy.
Put 4 in.
I love how when the people who keep yelling about too easy don't get it right.
3-3 to 2-1 to nothing.
Florida is the flattest state in the United States, for anybody who's keeping track.
Wow.
All right, question number 10. Florida's Everglades is the only place in the entire world where these two animals cohabitate.
Right.
Yes.
Alligators and crocodiles.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Interesting.
That was too
three
easy.
3-2 to 1 to nothing.
All right. Only a few more, folks. Florida ranks second only to this South American country in terms of exporting juice, like orange juice, things like that.
Juice.
Yep. Florida ranks second only to this South American country in terms of exporting juice.
Frank.
Yes.
Brazil.
Crap. Yes, that's right.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And now it's 4-3 to 2-1 to nothing.
Okay, only 2 more. Oh, 3 more. This Florida city, this Florida city is the largest city by size in the continental U.S.
By size meaning like square miles?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh. Huge.
Scott.
Yes.
Orlando.
Incorrect.
Idiot.
Wow. Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Daytona.
Nope.
Idiot.
Tim.
Yeah?
I'll go with Miami again.
Nope.
Idiot.
Ooh.
Have we all guessed?
No, Trevor.
I don't have it. I don't have any clue.
Trevor doesn't know any cities in Florida.
Exactly.
Okay. You guessed?
No. I'm not going
to. The answer is Jacksonville.
Oh. That was the capital.
Tallahassee. Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, I know.
Okay, sarcasm. So this would be... Okay. Which theme park gets more visitors, Universal or Disney?
Tim.
Yes.
Disney.
That is correct.
Oh.
Oh, boy. This is awkward.
I like Universal.
4-4.
Okay, we have 2 more.
Two more.
Here we go. Anna Nicole Smith was found dead at the age of 39 in what Florida city?
Oh, man.
Brother.
Oh.
Brother. Mm. Oh. This is all going to be guessing.
Miami?
Nope.
This is all...
Limey.
Yes?
One with a lot of cocaine?
Now, see, you know what? That was just a stupid answer.
That was.
And you're making
a mockery
of what him, of what he's worked so hard
at. Give him a minus one.
Yeah. To apologize, Bill.
I said fluorescent.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Frank, do we give up? Okay.
Jacksonville.
No. Yeah. Hollywood.
Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida.
Mm. Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, the last question, not a moment too soon, if you ask me. The University of Florida developed this drink.
Scott.
Oh, okay, I'm not finished. I wasn't finished with my question.
Hold on. He's finished.
Yeah, the root. I was not finished with my question.
Because you have to wait more. So the question is finished. You are disqualified. Finish the question.
As I was going, to say before someone who isn't supposed to be here interrupted me, 12 million bottles of this are sold every day.
Prem. Oh, I'll beat you. I'd barely beat Gatorade. Yeah.
Gatorade.
Yes, that and I'm the winner at 5-4, 3-2-1.
He didn't tell us who beat who. You can't tell me that you beat me.
5-4, 3-2-1.
I don't think he got the first question.
I don't keep track because I don't care.
Way to go there, Hitler.
There you go.
I forgot who's the winner. Oh, yeah, me.
Yeah.
5-4, 3-2-1.
Sorry, folks.
To nothing. Limey, did you even get one of them?
I didn't even play.
Oh, it was 5-4, 3-2-0.
Wow.
Brilliant.
He's running the board.
Right. He was paying enough attention.
You must feel horrible. You must feel stupid.
He's over there on Tinder.
Hang on a second. I got some Tinder.
Tinder.
I've got the perfect sound effect for this.
Shut up, fat boy.
Oh my goodness.
What? I'm waiting to
use
that.
Sore loser.
All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I'd love that.
Now see, you talked to
him. Oh, no, we have to do it again.
You're
I'm sorry.
To wait. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Bill, wrap.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
He calls you brilliant seven times during that segment, and you make fun of me.
He gives me a paycheck, doesn't he?
Oh. Good answer. Hey, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Win the World. WindTheWorldSt.Louis.com. Go to that website. You'll find a lot about why this is the number one selling replacement window in the country. Now, yesterday in this building, before we went on the air, I found myself out in the little hallway or whatever it is out here, singing a song I never sing. I have not heard the song in recent months, at least. You ever have a song come into your head and you don't know why it's there?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
Build Me Up Buttercup all the time.
The Foundations.
It's a good song.
Well, and I'm singing it knowing I don't know the words. And here's what I was doing. I was going...
Come together.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I'm singing this and I don't even know the word. No, you don't have to look them up. I have them in front of me. I have the lyrics because it was driving me nuts. And here's what I was singing. Hey, come to me. I knew eyeballs was in there. Spinal
crack.
Got to be. That's all I knew. Here are the lyrics to Come Together. Do you guys even know really the lyrics?
I do not.
Old Flat Top. He come grooving up slowly. No. He got juju eyeball. He got
holy roller.
Wow, you're getting pretty far.
He got hair down to his knees. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please.
Wow. Yeah. He got juju eyeballs. What does that even mean? One holy roller. And here's the next line. He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say, I know you know me, one thing I can tell you is you got to be free. What in the world? And he got bad production, he got walrus gumboot. He got Ono sideboard, he got one spinal cracker. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Well, you're done. Of course, there's I Am the Walrus. Whew, I don't know what that...
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Yeah, what that means. And while I was doing that, I was on the computer, I thought, well, I came across a site that listed all the songs that were big hits that would never be allowed to be on the charts today, yeah, just because we're now so sensitive and politically correct. Now, believe it or not, one of them was Stand By Your Man, Tammy Wynette, because that's about a woman.
Yeah.
And if you know the lyrics, you know, sometimes it's hard to be a woman doing things you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But if you love him, you'll be proud of him. And basically saying you'll forgive him and just move on and forget about it. And you never allow, that song would never fly today. Here's another one. Ray Stevens, Ahab the Arab.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
First of all, do you want to know what Come Together was about?
No. Yeah.
It has its own Wikipedia page, Frank. John Lennon wrote that song in an attempt to help Timothy Leary's campaign for governor of California against Ronald Reagan.
Well, that sure wasn't very clear in the lyrics. So. Well,
Come Together was a phrase Timothy Leary used a lot.
Ah, okay. Here's another one. Half breed. That song, you could never today have a song called, you're not supposed to say somebody's half breed.
Why would that not be allowed to play when she's saying it about herself? Right? Well, she's not calling anybody.
That's a good point. She's like 132nd Cherokee or something. Right. But it doesn't matter. You could call could call yourself an N-I-G-G-E-R. That wouldn't make it appropriate in a song. It doesn't matter. So you could call yourself all kinds of things. A spick, a wetback. That wouldn't mean it's appropriate. Now, here's another one. Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. It has F-A-G-G-O-T. F-A-G-G-O-T.
Really?
A couple of times. You bet it does. Hmm. And it was played over the radio. Cocaine, Eric Clapton. No, that would not, it's glamorizing cocaine. Here's one. I don't know the song. Josie Cotton. Johnny, Are You Queer? That's the name of the song.
Hang on a second. Whoa. I got to play this.
No, it's a song. Johnny, Are You Queer? By Josie Cotton.
I thought you can say that again.
I think you can if you're queer.
Oh, okay.
No, I think... hang on.
Queer Like Us, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right.
I think it has become acceptable again, but it's not acceptable to go, hey, are you queer?
Right.
You can't say it that way. Yeah. Yeah, now we're talking. Here we go. Never hold me close. She can't figure out why he doesn't want to make out with her. I gotta know. There's a video of sitting on the bench next to him and he won't pay any attention to her. Johnny, are you queer? Yeah, that wouldn't, I don't think that would
be. Is that an 80s song?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
I've got one.
What?
I've got one here. Lou Reed.
I've got him on my list.
Oh, do you?
Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, yeah. Here.
Oh, yeah. But she never lost her head.
That's the last one on my list.
She was given head. She says, hey,
no, no. That song played on the radio.
It did.
Back. When the rules were more strict than they are now.
And that meant what it meant back then?
Well, oddly enough, most people didn't really hear it or pay attention to it or realize what it was saying. And then the other one, I've talked about this song before, Jimmy Soul, and the song is called If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Just Make an Ugly Woman Your Wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song, and it was a hit. It was a big hit.
Here was the other part in Lou Reed's song, though. Remember this part.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
All the colored girls.
And the colored girls go.
Yeah, the colored girls. That's right. Yeah. That's in there. But it played at a time when people were still saying colored people. And she's a colored girl. Wow. Mm. I love Stand By Your Man, Tammy Wynette.
That's a good song.
So that's, that is a good song. You know who PewDiePie is?
Yes, unfortunately.
I knew you would. Oh, you'd be the one in the room that knew. Tell him who it is.
He's one of these guys who plays video games and then makes videos of them for a living and uploads them to YouTube, and he's made millions of
dollars. No, he's 29 years old. He makes $1 million a month.
A month?
God, yeah, on YouTube.
And why do people watch him?
I've never seen him. I don't know.
Honestly, I only know of him because of an episode of South Park, but a lot of people just like that. That's the new trend now, is instead of just playing the video games, you just watch people playing the video games.
Man, I got to get something on YouTube.
You watch them and you get ideas on
how
to.
You really
do. But here's the problem. You have to do it every day. They go every
day. Once a week. You could do it once a week.
Think?
Yeah, once a week and you'd be fine. We could have a smash hit YouTube channel just from like recording what's on the show here. Like, are you kidding
this
me?
Show?
Like, in between, that we're absolutely on here? In between commercials, you could go onto your little YouTube thing and be like, hey, coming up, we've got blah, blah, blah.
No, I disagree. About, no, it's your
yes. See? Yes. I am absolutely telling you, we could destroy this PewDiePie guy. Yeah. Be yeah, easy.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so either. You're delusional.
Ladies, get in here, please.
We should try it, then.
We should try it. Prove me wrong. Nice.
So, this teenage boy is dating a girl, and they're crazy about each other. And so, at school, at the end of the school day, she says, hey, Billy, she says, can you come over to the house Friday night? He says, sure. She says, my parents want to meet you. He goes, oh, boy. She goes, no. I've told them all about you. I think it'll be fine. She said, here's the deal. Come over for dinner, and I know for a fact that after dinner, my parents are going to see a play with friends of theirs. That's at 9 o'clock. It's a three-hour play. You know what that means? 9 to midnight, you and I have the house to ourselves, and we'll finally be able to do it. He said, come on, are you kidding? She goes, no, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. So Friday night, dinner, be your best behavior, and then we'll pretend that you're leaving. And then you go down the street a little bit, and when you see them leave to go to play with their friends, come back to the house. We got that house for 3 hours, and we're going to do it, and we're going to do it and keep doing it. He goes, all right. So this is supposed to be this weekend, Friday night. So Friday afternoon after school, he goes right to the drugstore. Now, he's never, ever bought condoms before. He didn't know what he's doing. And the pharmacist is going to help you, young man. And, you know, he's, yeah, and he's, I don't know, he's stalling around. And the pharmacist is just, what is it? What is it, young man? What is it you want? He goes, condoms? He goes, condoms? He goes, yes, sir. He says, well, sure, son. What brand, what style, what size? He goes, oh, man. He says, I don't know. I need a lot of them because I got this girlfriend and she said we're gonna finally do it and her parents are gonna be gone. You got 3 hours. I don't know how many times. I'm not really. I don't know. Maybe we might do it several times. How do they come? He goes, well, there's a singles. There's a three pack. Give me a six pack. A six pack. Probably need that over 3 hours. It's gonna be a big night. So he sells them to him and. And the kid leaves. A Friday night comes, and he goes to the house, and the girl greets him at the door. And she says, oh, great. She says, you're a little bit late. He goes, I'm sorry. I had to make a stop earlier today, and then I had a couple of, I'm running late, but I'm here now. And she says, well, my parents are in the dining room. They're already at the dining table. They've already sat. They're ready to eat. Come on in here. Let's get dinner done, and you know why, so they can go to the play. He goes, yeah, okay. So he walks in the dining room, and there are the parents seated, and she introduces them, and they say, you know, sit down. Dinner's ready, and they sit down, and he says, I'd like to say grace. And they're stunned by that because what kid who just meets some parents, volunteers to say, they say, well, sure. They're impressed by that. Yeah, say grace. So he bows his head and he starts praying, Lord, thank us for his food and shelter and clothing, our friends, our family. And thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. And thank you for the sky. And thank you for us. And he just goes on and on and on. He prays for like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes. 10 minutes, he's still, and thank you so much for all the pets and the cats and the dog. And so she leans over and says, I didn't know, you didn't tell me that you're so religious. He says, you didn't tell me your dad's a pharmacist.
Time to check traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report sponsored by JCPenney. Still just the left shoulder eking by a crash westbound 370 west of St. Louis Mills. Now they finally cleared the accident westbound 270 at 170. Watch for police activity on 270 at Page. You have accidents westbound 64 before Kings Highway. Now a crash westbound 64 at Clarkson Olive. And rain adding to already heavy evening commutes. Get back to the style and savings you love with the Reset and Reconnect sale. Get great deals on select Women's Denim and St. John's Bay for him and her. It's 4 days only this Thursday through Sunday at JCPenney. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
For top to tire and bumper to bumper, Zisser Tire and Auto does it all. Zisser Tire and Auto is a full-service auto repair shop where you'll always get personalized service. At Zisser, they understand that life doesn't stop for auto repairs. Don't let that check engine light add to your stress. Let Zisser take your worries away. Plus, Zisser also carries all of the top tire brands. Zisser Tire and Auto has three locations to serve you in Delwood, Wentzville, and Afton. Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
The kids might have the back-to-school blues, but deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, and chops from Hatfield are just what you need to put a smile on their faces. Stop by your local Schnucks before that first bell rings and visit simplyhatfield.com to make easy more interesting.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Yesterday, he bailed early, didn't have quite enough. Let's see if he can fill the time today. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are sister properties owned by the same great owners. If you have dinner or lunch at Annie Gunn's, I hope you will, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. Dinner, you need reservations. Lunch, I say you need reservations for lunch because sometimes you do. So do it just to make sure. Gift cards, not just for the holidays. They're for any day, every day. And they sell thousands at Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday, and they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans. Oh, man, you sound like you choked. That sounded bad, like you choked on something.
I did a little bit, yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm okay. At the Dallas airport, getting ready to head out to California. Can't blame me for that.
No.
So we start off with our pop quiz question today. Check it out. Name the name.
Whoa.
No, we did choke on that. Name the name of the celebrity who has the most nude photographs leaked out on the internet. Now, the top four are Jennifer Lawrence, Kristen Stewart, Miley Cyrus, or Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Get out some thoughts. It is movie review day. Here we go. We start off with Angel Has Fallen. It is a solid movie with almost too much action, too much shoot 'em up, blow 'em up. But I did like the franchise, and this is a fitting end. This is the last of the franchise. Stars Morgan Freeman as the president, but the real star is Jared Butler, whose job it is to protect the president. However,
and there's always a however in life.
There is an assassination attempt. Butler is blamed. He's arrested, but then he escapes. Now the FBI, the CIA, the TFA, and Secret Service are all out to get him. Meanwhile, while trying to avoid capture, he's still looking for the people that tried to kill the president. It is Angel Has Fallen. It is rated R. It's 114 minutes, 3 stars.
All right, sounds good.
The next one is Ready or Not, which I predict will become a classic cult favorite that will be seen over and over for years to come. It's terrifying, it's horrifying, but it's sprinkled with hilarious comedy. Now, Samara Weaving is the star. You don't see her very often. She marries into this filthy, rich, albeit bizarre, eccentric family, but they demand on their wedding night that they play hide and seek before the marriage is consummated, but the hide and seek is quite different. Her whole goal is to stay alive the entire night before she is killed. The whole family is out to kill her. They live in a big mansion, the maids, the rest of the family, all trying to kill her. It is a very bizarre movie, but very entertaining. Rated R, 95 minutes, and 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Wow.
Now, just a reminder, you still got Good Boys out there?
Have you seen Good Boys? What? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. My wife and we walked out of Good Boys.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious, those three boys.
We gave it almost an hour, 50 minutes, and we did not laugh one time.
Oh, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 92.
Oh, I know they did. That's why I went, and now I'll never trust Rotten Tomatoes again. We've only walked out 3 times on a movie, and we walked out of Good Boys.
I sat with you. I was with you on that movie that we didn't walk out on that we should have, The English Patient.
Yeah. With Ralph Fiennes. That's one of the three, and I don't remember the other one. But this thing, to me, Good Boys, was nothing more than allowing young boys and kids to have the filthiest, most vulgar mouths I've ever heard. I didn't like it.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Blinded by the Light, great movie. I really recommend that. And if you want to take the kids, don't take them to see Good Boys. Take them to see Dora and the Lost City. Those movies are playing out at this local multiplex. But, again, I really like the movie Ready or Not. Movie news, joining Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes, James Earl Jones, Arsenio Hall, is Tracy Morgan, and Eddie's coming back to America again. Interesting that Eddie Murphy has reportedly written and rewritten the script of this movie at least 20 times over the last 30 years.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got a question about that movie. You said James Earl Jones is going to be in it? Like, he was the king of Zamunda, right? But he's dead, so they're going to use, like, his voice?
He's not dead.
James Earl Jones is
dead?
No. I thought he died.
No.
Oh, never mind.
He's not dead.
I swear he died.
You'll be shocked to hear that.
Brilliant. 1 minute.
Why did I think
1 minute.
1 minute. Matrix 4 is a go. Keanu Reeves will star, but it's nearly 4 hours. And finally, on the broadcast.
All right.
These are the top 4 women that have had their nude photographs leaked on the internet, but who's been leaked the most? Jennifer Lawrence, Kristen Stewart, Miley Cyrus, or Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to say Miley Cyrus, because Kim Kardashian puts most of hers just out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for everybody to see.
Kristen Stewart.
I'll say Kardashian anyway.
I hope it's Kristen Stewart. I'm going to go Kristen Stewart. That's the least likely.
Number 4 is Kristen Stewart. Number 3, Miley Cyrus. Number 2, Jennifer Lawrence. No surprise, Kim Kardashian, number 1.
Too obvious. I didn't guess because it's just too obvious. She's such a skank. Of course she has the most out there. Well, sometimes the obvious is the answer. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Remember to tell the advertisers your AM and the PM, and please try to thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. And you do get chances. You know you do. Other than that, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Six NFL exhibitions tonight, including one in an hour in Winnipeg. Green Bay against 2-0 Oakland. A patch being worked on in the end zone there in the past hour where the CFL goalposts were. Fox TV in an hour will have Miami hosting 0-2 Jacksonville. Patriots defensive back Patrick Chung was charged with cocaine possession after an incident in June at his house in New Hampshire. LA Chargers all-pro safety Derwin James had his foot surgery. He could miss at least 3 months. James will go on injured reserve. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore. With True Price from True Car, now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. In baseball, the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks shut out San Francisco 1-0. Boston won its completion of a suspended game 5-4 in 10 innings over Kansas City. I'm Steve DeSager.
We are Fox Sports.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married, one guy is divorced.